bad. So if you guys like chocolate, would you like one? If I did want to say, suppose I wanted to say this, I love you, and the sign of that is I'm going to give you a piece of chocolate. Is that everything? Do you like crackle bars, or do you want regular chocolate? Crackle bars. Is that a nice thing? So if I said, I love you, and I'm going to show it by giving you a piece of chocolate, is that a good thing? I think so. Let's try this out, though. What if I said, here's also a sign of love. What's this? Well, I gave you how many chocolates? One chocolate. What if I said, what's this? A box of chocolates. Would that be good? Is that, that's a nice sign of love. This is the diet of chocolate, right? That's my wife's favorite chocolate. So let's say instead of that, what if I wanted to give you this? What's this? An even bigger box of chocolate. Is this box good? Is this box better? Right? Yeah, see, that's the way my wife feels about it too. They're both by the same. And they happen to be empty because this is just an illustration, right? But if one chocolate is good, this is even better, and this is even better yet, right? Somehow we think it's great to be shown that someone loves us, and we want to see that, and so they show us. But what about this? How's this? What does this say? It tells us that God loves us, right? That Jesus has come. Or I said, what does it say? It does have words on it. It says, he shall save his people from their sins. That's a message. And somebody gave this to me as a gift, and I put their name back here, so I always remember who it is. That lets us know that, does God love us? Yes. How much does he love us? Enough to send Jesus to the cross so that we would be saved and become his sons and his daughters, right? So a little bit of chocolate is a sign of love. A box is a nicer sign of love. A bigger box is an even better sign of love. But the cross of Jesus is his sign that God really loves us and cares for us and has called us as his own, right?